WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. ICE protests from coast to coast has led Borders Czar Tom Homan to just announce this on Fox about Los Angeles.
We're going to bring National Guard in tonight. We're going to continue doing our job. We're going to push back on these people, and we're going to force a law.
Tempers are red hot after migrants were deported at a Home Depot in Los Angeles County.
Break up the assembly and leave the area. If you do not do so, you may be arrested.
This woman was there.
All we're doing is trying to help our people from being separated from their families. That's all we're doing.
California Governor Gavin Newsom says deploying 2,000 soldiers will only escalate tensions. In a social media post, President Trump is calling for officials in California to do their jobs. Similar protests in New York City led to several people being taken into custody there. CBS New York's Adi Guajardo.
We've learned that up to this date, under the Trump administration, at least 100,000 migrants have been arrested by ICE agents. And advocates say it's becoming increasingly common to arrest migrants that show up to court for their immigration paperwork, essentially.
Kilmar Abrego Garcia is now sitting in a Tennessee jail one day after being brought back to the U.S. after he was deported to El Salvador. He's now facing one count of conspiracy to transport aliens and a count of law for transportation of undocumented aliens. CBS's Turian Small.
Maryland Senator Chris Van Hollen, who met with Abrego Garcia in El Salvador in April, reacted to his return, writing in part in a statement, quote, "This has never been about the man. It's about his constitutional rights and the rights of all." Abrego Garcia's arraignment is set to happen next week.
To Bogota, Colombia, where a Colombian presidential candidate has been shot. CBS's Lilia Luciano has the latest.
Colombian Senator Miguel Uribe Turbay was shot in the head in a neighborhood near Bogota. The senator, who represents the conservative Centro Democrático Party, was speaking at an event with a community of voters when a man approached and shot him. He is currently in critical condition in a hospital. The shooter was also shot by authorities and was taken to a hospital.
Reporter Erica Herskowitz says the thrills of the Belmont Stakes.
Kentucky Derby winner Sovereignty does it again.
Sovereignty goes right by journalism once again, leaving absolutely no doubt who the best three-year-old in the world is. Sovereignty and Junior Alvarado in the Belmont Stakes.
The call courtesy of Fox Sports. Sovereignty won Saturday's 157th running of the Belmont Stakes in Saratoga by 3 lengths.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You're listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
It's hour number one of the After Hour Show on Max Inc. Radio. And we're going to start it with the big payback. Why? They're doing live stuff at Atwood Fest, 145, day one, Saturday, July 26th. This is Looking at Me on Max Inc. Radio. More of the sounds of Atwood Fest continues in our Double Dip on Mags Inc. Radio. It's the Big Payback.
Max Inc. Radio.
For the people.
Radio for the people.
Payback on Max Inc. Radio. See them at Atwood Fest. It's right around the corner. Make sure you make plans. The Rare Element will be there also. All this local music is brought to you by Turtle Island Dispensary. Access all the products that you need to improve your quality of life. Flowers, tropicals, extracts, gummies, mushrooms, spores, growing supplies, and more. Oh, those rose bath bombs are amazing, too. Shop online at turtleisland.com or in person at 831 East Johnson Street in Madison. Rare Element now. You will see them live at Atwood Fest. This is Max Inc. Radio on the Civic Media Radio Network. Thank you. Max Inc. Radio. You can see them at Atwood Fest. Mark your calendars. Get out the big red marker. Circle the date. You, me, Rocker, we'll all be there. Jimmy K, too. Coming up next, Sam Ness. He's got so many live things. Tomorrow, he's here in Madison at the Red Rock Saloon on the 10th, Hill Point, Wisconsin. Baraboo on the 11th. This is Press On now on Max Inc. Radio.
I had a dream long ago in the desert shadowed lands. There I was told upon the mountain there was I see. And the roads were there, but the path was up to me. Trembling hands wiped the sweat upon my brow. I'll never stop this journey with the truth that I know now. With this new day, I'll make my way. My eyes cast toward tomorrow, I'll press on, I'll press on, I'll press on. String around my neck. I keep at bay the thoughts that stray inside my head. Silver linings to the cracks inside my heart. Worth its weight in gold. I wish I'd seen it from the start. Trembling hands wipe the sweat upon my brow. Never stop this journey with the truth that I know now. With this new day, I'll make my way. My eyes cast toward tomorrow. I'll press on. I'll press on. I'll press on. Time when I know I have seen this light inside of me. This time I'm not letting go. In the morning when it calls to me. In the nighttime when I've seen this light inside of me. This time I'm not letting go.
This time I'm not letting go.
My trembling hands wipe the sweat upon my brow.
Sweat upon my brow.
I'll never stop this journey with the truth that I know now. This new day, I'll make my way. My eyes cast. Tomorrow I'll press on.
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 Sam Ness on Max Inc. Radio. Now we've Cat and the Hurricane. See them next June 13th. They'll be live in Kenosha, Stevens Point on the 14th. This is Sorry I'm Like This. And they're taking us to break on Max Inc. Radio.
I hear them speak, but
cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Got a new puppy?
Huh?
Get a new fence installed to keep those puppers safe. More than just building fences, Good Neighbor Fencing creates tailored experiences for each client. Wood, vinyl, chain link, and aluminum fences. Find Good Neighbor Fencing Company at wisconsinfencing.com or give them a call 608-395-4546. That's 608-395-4546.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
Buying a home is kind of like eating pistachios. Some are easy to open, some take a little work, and every once in a while, you get a tough one that makes you question your life choices. That's where we come in. At Aaron Weber Group, we crack open the market and find you the perfect home. Whether you're looking for a cozy starter home or a mansion with a snack pantry big enough for a lifetime supply of pistachios, we've got you covered. Call Aaron Weber Group at Powered by Compass today. We'll help you find a home that's nothing but perfect.
Herbal Aspect has landed. That's right. Madison's go-to cannabis destination now has a brand new location in Sun Prairie.
Wait, four locations? That's a high level of convenience.
With three Madison locations and now Sun Prairie, a great cannabis experience is always close by. Our expert staff is here to help, whether you walk in, call, or order online. Mention Radio 420 and get a special discount. So stop by Herbal Aspect in Sun Prairie, because great cannabis isn't just a pipe dream.
Nice. I'm rolling over now.
Herbal Aspect.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Just take a lick.
you found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
You're mine tonight, tonight, tonight. We'll get it right. You're mine tonight, tonight, tonight. You're mine tonight, tonight, tonight. We'll get it right. You're mine tonight, tonight, tonight.
Nothing seems real at two-way.
am I still writing it down? Ask me again tomorrow afternoon, so I know you mean it. Are we always running in opposite directions? Thunder, lightning, there's always a split second. I see you coming. According to the stars, we're never aligned. It's Scorpio season, so I wanna die. You're 6 years older, I'm reminded of that.
my collar roll up on my neck, the wind remains. And so
listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Thank you.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cow's milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant, 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of her cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Celebrating our dairy farmers with this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. President Trump is deploying 2,000 National Guardsmen to Los Angeles County. It's as clashes between federal agents and protesters angry over immigration enforcement raids stretch into a second night.
They're not even criminals, just regular, hardworking people. And it's wrong. They put gas on us. They threw gas on us. They pointed their guns on us. It's wrong, man.
Borders are Tom Homan on Fox.
This is about enforcing the law. And again, we're not going to apologize for doing it. We're stepping up.
Several people were arrested, and it was a similar scene across the country in New York. CBS's Adi Guajardo.
Officers took down several protesters and put them in handcuffs. At one point, one protester was being pulled in one direction by officers and in another direction by those protesters. At least one person was placed in an ambulance. Now, protesters watching